This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Back in on the drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the brand new Odyssey app. We are very happy to head to the phone lines right now and be joined by our next guest. He is the voice of the Kansas City Royals. He is also in the Pro Baseball Hall of Fame. Denny Matthews joins us on the show today. Hey, Denny.
Hi, Carrington.
Denny, this team is 16-10. This team is in first place. You've always told me the end of April and Memorial Day is when you sort of evaluate a team, but it's hard not to get overly excited about what you've seen from this club the first 30 games of the season.
Yeah, it's off to a great start. That was one of their mindsets when they came to spring training. That was one of the things that Mike Matheny and the coaching staff was pointed toward, and the guys have responded very well. Yeah, I think they played very well in most departments, and hopefully it continues on from there.
My biggest message so far this season has been you can't play yourself really into the playoffs in the first month of the season, but you certainly can play yourself out of the playoffs. And for this organization, who typically hasn't gotten off to good starts in April, not only be playing good baseball, but be in first place and leading this division is a really encouraging sign.
Yeah, it's a good point you make. And obviously, you want to. Baseball season is ups and downs. We all know that. 162 games. Obviously, you're going to have some high points and low points, but you want to maximize your good streaks and minimize your spots where you're not playing as well as you had been, but consistency is so important, and so far so good.
16 out of the next 18 games for this club are in the division. You've now got a chance to see everybody. How do you sort of pencil in the American League Central?
Well, I still think Chicago is going to be a factor. Cleveland is usually, and I don't see any signs that that's changing. They're playing pretty well. They come into town for the series, and they're playing well. Minnesota's been a bit of a disappointment, I'm sure, to them. Detroit is awful, and the Royals have done very, very well.
I'm surprised the Minnesota Twins. Chicago is maybe a little bit below what I thought they were going to be, but it's still obviously a very long season, so I expect them to be there till the very end of the year. We talked about this division sort of being a two-horse race between the White Sox and the Twins. The Twins are six games back of the Royals after 1 month.
Yeah, and they will stabilize to a degree, I think. They did a pretty good job offensively in the recent series, but there's some big question marks on that team for me. So, I'm not sure they're going to be a big factor toward the end, but Cleveland is usually always around, and no matter what happens, they got rid of a couple of big pieces, a pitcher and their great shortstop, Lindor, over the winter, and Carrasco, their pitcher, and so you'd think, well, they're not as good as they were last year, but they still seem to come up with good pitching year after year, and good pitching is always going to keep you in the race, and they're going to keep you relevant, and so it is at this point in time. But Minnesota's been a disappointment. Cleveland has been a question mark, and now those questions are being answered, and so it goes.
Right now we're talking baseball with the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews, as the Cleveland Indians come in for a homestand with the Kansas City Royals. Today we see Daniel Lynch for the first time up in the big leagues. He makes his major league debut. When you kind of look at this team, do you feel the buzz that's around this young rotation and these young arms that are starting to funnel in?
Yeah, and it's always fun to see a player make his major league debut, especially a pitcher, because he's right in the center of things, literally, and all eyes will be on him tonight. He'll be excited. He'll be nervous. He'll be wondering how he's going to do on the major league level. The clock won't go fast enough for him today. It's a long day. He'll go to the ballpark early, get the scouting report on Cleveland, talk to some of the guys, just kind of assimilate himself into the whole structure of what things are like on the big league level. And then a little after 7 o'clock, he'll go striding out to the mound to throw his first big league pitch. And I'm sure there'll be butterflies. His family and friends will be in from the East Coast. And it'll be a huge night for him. And it's always fun, I think, to see a player, a pitcher or a position player, make their major league debut. He's wondering what it's going to be like. He doesn't know. And so he'll know more 24 hours from now, but it's going to be a night that he'll always remember.
Denny, you've seen more of these than you can count. What are you looking for in a player's debut, especially as a pitcher?
Get through the first inning and be consistent. You want your first pitch to be a strike, and not one right down the middle, hopefully, but a good quality pitch in the strike zone, and you take it from there. You got good defense behind you. The butterflies are going to be there. There's going to be a tremendous point of relief after the first inning, especially if he gets out of it without allowing anything. And then he'll think and he'll realize that now I'm a big leaguer. I'm part of the club. And he'll go to the dugout, take a big, deep breath, settle in, and now he's in a baseball game, something he's been doing since he was 5 years old. And so it's just another baseball game. It's a higher level. You bet it is. But the first inning is the key.
That's interesting. You talk about settling in. I don't feel like this season we've seen Brad Keller settle in at all. For a guy who has been fairly consistent so far in his major league career, this year has gone anything but. What are you seeing now from Brad Keller that maybe wasn't there before?
Well, mostly consistency of location, but yeah, that's a mystery, and a lot of people are trying to figure it out, obviously, Brad especially. But, yeah, it's been weird because he's been so consistent. Even as a first-year player, he was pretty consistent and pretty good. So, and players and pitchers, position players, all go through slumps. It's a pitcher slump. And he and Cal Eldred and Mike Matheny will figure things out, and he'll be fine. He's not going to forget how to pitch over the winter. He's not going to lose his stuff over the winter. He's not 47 years old, so he's not over the hill. He'd like to be on the hill and pitching consistently.
Denny, what do you think the team should do? Because I sort of looked at it, and I know you're a big sample size and you can't overreact to a couple of starts. This is now 6 starts for Brad Keller, and we think he's a guy who can make 30, maybe to 35 starts. We're talking about a fifth of the season so far, and it's been largely inconsistent. What do you think the organization can do or should do to help get Keller back on track?
Well, I think maybe work on things when it's not your day to pitch. And then when it is your day to pitch, go out there with maybe a different mindset, a couple of new things mechanically, and see what happens. So I would say 1 or 2 more starts, and if things still aren't going the way he wants, the bullpen. And a lot of guys, starting pitchers, have been able to work things out coming in from the bullpen. So that would be probably the second option. And from that point on, we'll just have to wait and see.
At the opposite end of the spectrum is Danny Duffy. We had this conversation a couple of weeks ago where I thought he was playing his best baseball of his career. Now it's not really a question. He is playing his best baseball of a career. This is the best starter Royals pitcher has had since Zach Greinke the year he won the Cy Young. What's different with Duff this year that you haven't seen in the past?
Keep it simple. I think he has rejected all the things that have been swirling around in his head and changing little things maybe mechanically from time to time. And just being Danny Duffy, he seems to be free. That's the best way that I can describe it. He's having fun. He's just going out and keeping it simple and playing, hitting the target, making quality pitches, and really having a good time. And that's the Danny Duffy that I see so far this year.
It's just exciting to see him put it together, because we've always known that the ability was there, but just it hasn't always connected at times. Hopefully he can stay healthy and keep this thing rolling. Obviously, he's going to have some regression to the mean. He's not going to do this the entirety of the season. But as you said, staying healthy, staying focused, staying patient, he's having a fantastic season where you got to start having the conversation about him being an all-star.
Oh, sure. Yeah, and I think another thing, too, and there's the old expression about he keeps getting in his own way in years past. He'd go a couple of good starts, then a couple of bad ones, then a good one, then a bad one, and so on and so forth. And now he's, again, I'll go back, he just seems to be more free, and his head is clear, and he's just having fun. He's just throwing to the catcher and hitting spots and making good quality pitches. His stuff has been very, very good, but his stuff has always been pretty good, very good at times. So, you're right. He's a completely different Danny Duffy, and it's fun to watch him.
Talking to you over the years has always told me to just be patient when it comes to hitters and just to give them time to kind of find their groove. Andrew Benintendi is a perfect example. He got off to a little bit of a slow start, but he was fantastic on this road trip.
Yeah, we talked about him maybe a month ago, you and I told you that when he was with Boston, especially his first couple of years there, I thought he was really a good player. And he's not the type of player that's going to knock your eyeballs out in one department, like tremendous power, or he can run like he's fastest runner in baseball. He does not everything great, but he does almost everything well, if that makes any sense. A five-tool player, but the tools are modest, but they're very effective.
We're coming up on 100 at-bats for Hunter Dozier at some point this week. When do you start to worry about him?
After another 100 at-bats, if he's still not in the groove. But I'm confident he'll be there. He's done it before. He's fought his way through an illness. COVID got him, and pretty well over the winter, and so then the thumb. So he's gotten past a few of those obstructions, and I don't worry about Hunter Dozier. He's going to be fine.
Last question here, Denny. How fun is it just to see baseball matter again and be important in this city? You've obviously seen it go through waves and ups and downs, but just as someone that watches the team, follows the team, and covers them, it's just good to not have a football mentality about these games where every game is do or die, but when you look at series and then you have a stretch right now against teams in your division where you want to perform really well and then sort of advance to that next stage where you can start having the conversation about this being a possible wild card team.
Yeah, for sure. And I think people now have accepted the fact that the Royals are going to be a factor, and they're excited about it. When you win, everybody's on the bandwagon. When you're losing, people are dropping off the bandwagon. But I think if the team continues to play as well as they have for the first month, there are going to be more people on that wagon.
That is Denny Matthews, the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, joining us today on the show to talk about your first place 16-10 Kansas City Royals with Daniel Lynch making his major league debut today against the Cleveland Indians. Denny, always good talking baseball with you. Thanks for hopping on today.
You're welcome, Carrington.